The Old Buccaneer by George Albert Letty. It could be he, or perhaps that he thinks it is me, and so each man may think the thoughts he thinks, but let no other know. I stood alone on the bridge that night when I heard the captain shout, "What are you doing down there, ye swab, and what is it all about?" Then all was still, and I wondered why. It wasn't the captain's way, for he hollered loud and he hollered long when he had aught to say. But the sea was rough, and I held the wheel, and I dared not let it go. So I rang the bell and I called the mate to come and look below. But what he saw when he came aloft was the captain lying dead. A belaying pin is by his side, a hole is in his head. The burly brute who fought the sea and ruled with iron hand, yet never in his life was known to harm a fellow man, was lying now on his own ship, a lifeless hunk of clay. And somewhere on that ship there was someone who'd have to pay. And once again a deed confirmed a sailor's firm belief. To bring a woman aboard a ship is sure to bring it grief. And that's the thing the captain did, a grinning broad and wide, and introduced the lady as his new and lovely bride. And through the days we sailed along, through waters calm and clear, we part forgot the things we thought, and part forgot the fear. Then from the dark, grim death reached out and stole the life away, and no man on that ship did speak, and none had aught to say. It could be he, or perhaps that he, thinks it is me, and so each man may think the thoughts he thinks, but let no other know. While in the cabin waits the bride, the one we scarcely knew, we take her back to her own land. 'Tis the best that we can do. 'Tis night again. The moon appears, so big, so round, so bright. The crested waves, like silver diamonds, sparkle in its light. I stand alone and listen to the murmur of the waves, and one last prayer I offer there o'er my lost captain's grave. I turn about, I nearly shout, a shadow do I see, belaying pin is in his hand, he's coming now for me. But I'm alert, and by an inch, it whistles by my head, 'twas my good luck he missed me, and I had him now instead. The man's whose brain was wrecked by hate now trembled cold with fear, he chattered like a maniac, his words were hard to hear. He'd stowed away upon the ship. He'd sworn to take the life of the man who came into his home and stole away his wife. Well, I had known the captain as a man who'd always been the kind that thought that stealing wives was really not a sin. And all at once I seemed to feel this man was in the right. He fought to save the one he loved. He had the right to fight. So I lowered down a lifeboat, and I placed them both inside. And ere a new sun kissed the sky, they'd drifted with the tide. Now that is many years ago. I'm sitting here today, in a tiny room in the sailor's home that overlooks the bay. I think of things that's past and gone, and I have no regrets. But sometimes often wonder if ever God forgets. I gave them life and liberty, yet sailing ain't so grand in a measly little lifeboat 1,000 miles from land.